Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week, we've been continuing our series called Pioneer Story, looking at the Book of Acts, and we've been talking about pioneer pain, how one of the first followers of Jesus in particular endured some incredible pain for the message of the good news of Jesus. His name was Stephen. We explored his story and how he was the first Christian martyr, the first person to die for his Christian faith, that we know of at least in the Bible. We're going to take time to pray and reflect about that today. If you've never prayed before and you're a bit intimidated, don't worry. It's simply talking to God, and I'll help you through that. We use a structure here where I'll guide you through some topics to pray for, I'll suggest, and then you can pray either just quietly with your thoughts, or you can pray out loud if you have the opportunity. We'll do that after a moment of silence that'll help us focus our thoughts on God. So if you're driving, turn down the radio. If you are on a train or bus or somewhere else, close your eyes if you have the opportunity, just to focus yourself on God. Well, let's start by addressing our prayer to the God who created us for a world with no pain, no sin, no death. God created us for a perfect world without any of those things, and that shows us God's goodness, that He's a God of love. So let's address our prayers to that God. Well, now in confession, let's recognize our part in creating a different kind of world. That we've taken the good world without sin, without pain, without death that God created, and we've introduced sin and death and pain into it through our rebellion as a human race against God. We've taken the good things God created and tried to use them for our own purposes that ultimately broke them. So let's confess the ways that we, in our own individual ways, have rebelled against God in sin, and introduced pain and suffering and death into this world. Well, now in thanksgiving, let's thank God that He has overcome pain, sin, and death on the cross. This isn't something we had to overcome on our own through our own strength or anything, but rather as a gift of God's grace, God has done that for us. God has done what we couldn't do. He's taken the sins of the entire world and died for them, sacrificing His own life so that we could have life instead. Let's give thanks for that. And finally, let's ask God for something. Let's ask God that while we wait for His kingdom to come, that world with no pain and no sin and death, that while we wait for that, we can practice it, and that others will see grace and hope in us, even when we are enduring pain. That when we endure pain here on earth, we will keep our eyes fixed on God's wonderful plan for us and for this world called His kingdom. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week as we've looked through the story of Stephen to see the first Christian martyr, the first person to endure pain and die for his faith. Next week, we'll continue our series, Pioneer Story, as we continue to read through the Book of Acts. Saturday is a great day to take a day of rest. Sunday is a day for community. And Monday, we'll start our new topic. Bye for now.